So we have BJ Beatty, Brian Lockhart, Scotty McKnight, Tyler Hansen, open for questions.
Was anything said at halftime that you guys revved up offensively?
Yeah, Coach Keesaw got us together. I think all of our position coaches got into us, and then Keese brought the whole offense in together, and we knew what we were playing like on offense is unacceptable, and our defense was playing great, just like in the past how we've been flat and we've made mistakes, and we know we have the potential, and you saw that in the second half of that football game, 31 points, and it just gives us that much more confidence that if we put two halves together like that, I mean, you're talking 50, 60 points, and we know we have the ability to do that. So Coach Keesaw and the respective position coaches definitely lit a fire under us and, transitioned on in the field, and we performed a lot better.
And the other thing is, first off, we were moving the ball. We were doing everything that we wanted to do. We were executing. There was just one play here or there that were killing drives. We had the fumble with Speedy. We had the snap under my legs, false start, first drive. We had things that were working. We just had one play that would kill our drive.
Brian, what did the game like this do for your confidence?
It doesn't do much for my confidence. I already came in the game with high hopes. I trust the team, and I love this team, and I have high hopes in what they can do as a team, as you can see that in the second half. As far as my hopes go, I just like to go out there and play. They gave me the opportunity to run the ball, and that's what I did.
Did you talk about the defensive pressure you were bringing in the second half?
Defensively, we were holding up. The offense came out in the second half, and you saw what they did. We knew we had the answer. They were running up points, and we're like, dang, we gotta do something, on defense, to answer them back. And, we took it upon ourselves to just stone them from then on.
Scotty, did you sense that Hawaii was gassed in the second half?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty noticeable. And after our first drive, those two guys, basically needed oxygen cards brought out on the field to help them breathe. And we knew it was going to be like that. I mean, it's tough. And I know, coming from California, the first time you work out up here, it's tough to run around. So that's one of those things that we can use to our advantage because we're all in great shape. We've been running around for a long time up in the altitude. So I think you'll see that more, and we use it to our advantage. And it definitely helped us today because those guys were gassed, and our offensive line was blowing them, 6-7 yards off the ball. And, I mean, that makes it not taking anything away from the running backs, but they're opening big holes for them.
Thank God for them.
So, you could definitely tell that they were gassed, and it's nothing against Hawaii's team. It's just you can't really train like that when you're out in Hawaii.
Can you talk about the first two defensive stands?
Oh, yeah.
Twice in a row.
Yeah, definitely that first one, they hit that long play, and we kind of, huddled up real quick, and we said, we're going to bend, but we're not going to break right here. We're not going to let them get out. They have in, their earlier games, last week in Army, they got up 21-0. We kind of took it upon ourselves to right there, make a statement. I heard, the crowd was behind us. We looked at each other in confidence, and right there we, took it upon ourselves. This is where we're going to win the game. They want to get on the goal line. We're going to show them, what we can do. And, the field goal, missed field goal, I give that to, Ryan Miller and Nate. Those guys are 6'6", 6'7", big guys, it's hard to kick the ball through that. I think that guy kind of curved it a little maybe or something because he saw how big they were and got up there.
BJ, personally, emotionally, big game for you, obviously. Just your thoughts.
I was excited, playing, obviously, like I said, all week. I had great, good friends, old teammates, for me, it's great because now I can brag for the rest of my life on them. They can't say, oh, we almost, I'm like, I beat you guys all in college, and for the rest of my life I have that. And, I mean, it was exciting, for my, teammates, seeing the way they came out and played. And just in general, I loved it, the atmosphere and everything.
Tyler, did the long pass to T-Quim, did he adjust the route? Did you see what he was doing and, tell him to go, or did he meet your eyes?
We practice scramble drill every week, and he did exactly what he was coached. And it was kind of funny because Scotty was in the kind of general spot, too. And, I could have thrown the both of them, but, defense stepped up, the safety stepped up, and T-Quim was at the top, and so I chose that. And I think Scotty was kind of mad I didn't throw it to him. But,
no, not at all. At first I see the ball in the air, and I'm like, what is he doing? And I look over, I see Clem, I'm like, oh, good decision. Clem's really fast. So then, Clem ran down, and outran everyone, scored.
Yeah.
I mean, I get more excited when that kind of stuff happens. That's so refreshing to see a guy catch a ball and take it 70 yards to the house. You know, we haven't had a lot of that for 11 years, so, we're just trying to make it easy on him.
Talk about your cherry picking of a touchdown.
Yeah, talk about that.
Two in a career.
I understand why it happens. It's good karma. I treat people so well. I'm such a nice guy. That it comes back to you at some point. Lucky for me, it's just been on the field a couple times.
Did you see the ball? Did you see the play develop and see it bounce up?
I mean, honestly, on that play, I'm like a complete decoy. I'm supposed to run off the defense. I know me running people off is crazy, right? So I'm supposed to run the ball off. I'm not even in the read. And, it just kind of popped up and the ball was calling my name, and I was like, hey, bud, and I jumped in the end zone. It was perfect. Everyone's giving me a hard time out in the locker room right now, and I told them why I thought it happened, and they all think I'm full of it, so, it's nice.
Talk about the old line. They took some heat up in that Cal game, and they came out.
Well, I'll tell you what, this whole week, they had to fire a little something extra to them, and they played great this week. They played great this whole week. I mean, not just today, this whole week of practice, they played great, and I think it helped with Michael Dismond in the center. I think he kind of brings a little fire to that group. He gives them the gas, and we needed that. And then they played great. They were kind of embarrassed at the last week, and they wanted to come out here and have a good showing. I think they did that.
Tyler, how hard was the first half for you? Just going into halftime with no points, and like I said, knowing you're moving the ball, and you guys kept shooting yourself in the club.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that bad because it was all stuff that we were doing. And, we were executing. We were getting completion, moving the ball, running the ball real well. It was just one or two plays here that were, killing us, shooting ourselves in the foot. I wasn't that frustrated because I knew we could, clean those things up and score points, which we did. But, it's always frustrating seeing a zero up on the scoreboard.
Which one of you guys hit Coach in the nose?
I think he headbutted somebody.
Yeah, halftime he's pretty fired up.
I think he honestly went after and headbutted somebody in the helmet.
He did actually.
He was going. He was ready today. He was ready to go.
Put pads on up there.
I think he wanted to play.
You guys have heard all the speculation and everything else about the coach and so on. By the end of that game today, it seemed like the fans were behind you. It felt just like good old days. I don't know how long that can last, but what do you guys think you need to do to make it last? And how motivated is it to kind of avoid?
I mean, we just gotta keep this thing going. Use this as momentum for against Georgia. We got a bye week, so I think this bye week comes at a perfect time because now we can, use this win, get our guys healthy. That guys are banged up, get them healthy, prepare for Georgia, and hopefully get a win against Georgia. So, we just gotta use this win as momentum. It shows us that we can be an explosive team, can be a great team, and just go out there and play, have fun.
Yeah, we're to kind of second that. We just gotta keep winning and. everyone will keep supporting us. We keep winning. And you show that when we go out and execute what the coaches are trying to let us do, we put up a ton of points. Our defense plays great. Full confidence in this coaching staff, and we all want to go out there and show that. If we do things correctly, that we can be a great team. These guys know what they're doing. So if we keep winning, people are going to understand that.
Tyler, if the defense doesn't make those great goal line stands and at halftime it's 17-0 or 20-0 or 24-0.
Yeah.
How much does that change what you guys are able to do offensively and choosing the kind of plays you do and just the mindset?
Well, that changes a lot. We might have to throw the ball a little more. But then again, those 10 points that in the first half they did put up, that was all on the offense. That was the fumble and the bad snap led to a touchdown and a field goal. So if we don't do that, then it's 0-0. So. Or maybe we score points in this drive. So it goes both ways, and that's just football.
Anything else for the guys? Thank you.
Should be noted he's my region club.
Thank you.
So.